Happy Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week. At DVM 360, we know veterinary technicians are the glue that holds every practice together. Day in and day out, you work tirelessly behind the scenes, caring for patients, supporting veterinarians, and keeping clinics running smoothly. And this week, it's all about you. To thank you for your dedication, we're offering not 10, not 20, not 30, 50% off, that's right, half off registration to any of our Fetch shows, starting with Fetch Long Beach this December, December 5th and the 6th, 2025, or any of our 2026 conferences in Charlotte, Nashville, Kansas City, National Harbor, or Long Beach. This is your chance to invest in yourself, gain new skills, and join a community that recognizes the hard work, compassion, and expertise you bring to veterinary medicine. Register at the link below. Be sure to tell your fellow vet techs and nurses from all of us at DVM 360 and our Fetch Veterinary Conferences, thank you. Thank you for being the heart, the glue, and the champions of every veterinary practice.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast and happy National Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week to all those vet techs, assistants out there and students. Thank you for all the great work you're doing. We want to thank our friends at Royal Canin for sponsoring this great conversation throughout all of Vet Tech Week, by the way. And we have one of your own vet techs here. Mike Natale is in the house. Welcome, Mike.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So wait, how long have you been a veterinary technician, by the way?
I graduated college in 2014 and took my boards right after that. Yeah.
So wow, like over 10 years you've been in this field. And what made you get into this field?
I knew I always wanted to work in medicine of some sort. I knew I loved animals, and I then started to find my way into the vet med space when I started taking a class in high school, specialized in veterinary medicine.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And speaking of classes, so now you're a teacher. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I do a couple of things. I like to be very involved in stuff as far as like helping others, whether it's people and their pets or future vet techs. So I do teach the exact class that I actually took while I was in high school. So I'm a New York State certified teacher, and I teach a veterinary medicine program to 11th and 12th graders, which I absolutely love doing.
I love that you do that. I just want to pause for a second to the listeners, because tell a little bit more about this program, because I don't think a lot understand how awesome this is.
Yeah. So we're a career and technical education school. So students that want to pursue a career in vet medicine get to experience a little bit about it prior to even going to college. So in my program, it's 2 years. They come to me for half the day and then go to their regular school for the other half. And they learn anything from anatomy and physiology to pharmacology, radiology, surgery. They even get to go intern at vet hospitals nearby.
That's incredible. Don't you wish they had the program? They didn't have it for you, did they?
Or they did. I teach the exact class that I was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I took over for my teacher.
That's amazing how full circle that is.
Yep.
That's amazing. So you do that and you're also an entrepreneur yourself.
Yep. So I also own my own mobile vet business with a colleague of mine, or a partner, I should say. I started off doing some minor like nursing tasks in clients' homes. And then I partnered with a veterinarian and we kind of scaled it to what it is today and plan on continuing to scale.
Fantastic. What made you take that leap of faith to just go for it?
I knew I always loved leadership. I always wanted to have something of my own, and I wanted to do things the way I wanted to do things and provide that next level of care for people and their pets. So my siblings are all entrepreneurs. They said, just go for it, just do it. And I loved it. It's fun to me. Even on the worst days, I am happy I did it. So I'm just glad to make a difference in people's lives with their pets.
Yeah, you really are. You're doing fantastic work. And then, of course, you're also, in addition to that, you work at Veterinary Hospital as a vet tech too.
So I still practice in emergency and critical care, and then I do some per diem primary care shifts as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So it's National Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week. And one of the things I hear a lot when I'm traveling around the conferences is technician utilization. What would be a tip or piece of advice to those tuning in to say, hey, use us. We're here for you, veterinary technicians. What are some things that we could do?
I think for starters, I think it's all about building your confidence up in your skill set. So if you don't know something, say something, learn as much as you can. And when it gets to the point where you feel very confident, speak up to the doctors and say, hey, I can do this. Let me take it off your plate. Or, I feel very comfortable doing that. And the more you communicate with them, I think the more they'll trust, and the more you'll be able to do and utilize your license, better.
I like that you say that, to speak up and to say, hey, because sometimes they'll say, oh, I want to do that, or I'm able to assist in surgery a little bit more, but I just don't know where to begin. Like, speak up and talk about it and say, hey, this is what I want to do. And no gatekeeping of knowledge, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think we all can share something. Even for me, I feel like I do know a lot. I can always learn something. And even when I meet someone, I always find myself teaching someone something that I thought they would know, but they actually didn't know, which then makes me feel good that I told them that information.
Yeah, I love the position that you're in. This is why I wanted to have him on the show to the listeners, because he's a teacher, he's also in the trenches, and he's an entrepreneur. So you have the opportunity to see the rising and the future veterinary technician students, or those that are going on to the veterinary profession. What does the future look like for the profession with those students that you
So I have many. It's scary to actually think about
have?
this already because I'm now in my 5th year of teaching. I have students that like are in vet school, their first year of vet school, and I'm like, this is crazy to think that I started with them in 11th grade, and now they're going, or if they were in 12th grade. And I have many that are going to vet tech. They love it. They're practicing already, a lot of them. And they come back and visit me, and they always ask my opinion on either a job that they got offered or, how to go from A to B if they're trying to negotiate as far as compensation goes, benefits, or even learning how to scale up with their skills.
That's fantastic. And you just mentioned something, because we were just chatting offline before we recorded, is about knowing your worth to the veterinary technicians. This is a big thing that I know that I'm very proud of you, that you speak up and you know what your worth is like. And what would you recommend to those veterinary technicians out there that say, hey, I deserve a raise?
I think again, you have to communicate those to your supervisor, manager, whomever it may be, but also make sure that you earn it. Not everyone's just going to get a raise just because. I think the more knowledge you bring to the table, the more money you're worth, essentially. So always keep learning, always, try your very best to come into work with a good attitude, and try to help one another out. And I think that alone can get you very far.
Love that. Yeah, and be part of a positive workplace culture. Don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. And I always say, when I was the chief of staff of my practice, is don't come to me with just problems, come to me with a problem and a solution. It allows individuals, not just veterinary technicians, to be very problem oriented, focused, and solution based. And it allows you to realize that you have team members that truly care about their job, their career, and also the practice and well-being of their patients. And those individuals ended up getting raises, because you could just tell that they were really engaged with what they want to do with their career. So it was helpful. What would be a piece of advice as we're wrapping up to the veterinary technicians out there for National Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week?
Know your worth. Although some people say that it's not a forever career, I believe it is. You just have to, again, know your worth, keep pushing forward, advocating for yourself, and Don't let the toxicity and negativity get to you.
Yeah, all said. Listen, it's everywhere, listeners. I'll tell you that. I was just telling Mike, I speak at other conferences, other healthcare conferences, and we talk about culture and different healthcare settings, and the grass may not be always greener on the other side. I'll tell you that. So,
Sure.
it's a good opportunity to speak up, be happy, and make sure you take care of yourself, veterinary technicians. I know it's very physically and emotionally hard. Your back, your knees, a lot of doing those things, like, right?
Yeah, definitely. I always tell everyone, regardless of your industry or your position, take an hour for yourself a day. Get moving, get some sunlight, do yoga, stretch, read a book, journal, whatever it may be for your mental health. Just give yourself an hour.
Absolutely. Mike, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us for Vet Tech Appreciation Week. And thank you for all the great work that you do for our profession and the pets.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. And we'll put all his information where you can follow him in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Royal Caning for sponsoring this episode. Happy National Vet Tech Week. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.